Good morning. We're all doing well. It's good to see everyone's faces. It's good to be here and just praise God this morning for what he's doing, right? This morning we're going to be in Matthew 5. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn there, you can on your phones. Matthew 5, 13 through 16. And we are in this part of our series. We're going to be reading where Jesus is giving the Sermon on the Mount. And it's a collection of just short sermons. And Jesus is talking to them. And allowing, you know, as Pastor Sean said, you know, sitting there and the people are coming to him. And he gives this. This is one of the most popular sermons that are given. And we're gonna dive into part of it, you know, and Jesus' teaching of emphasizing salt and light. So verse 13, if you would read with me, says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." We are called to reach the world. Simply put, we're not called to sit and wait, hide, come in here and do our thing and then go out and not look different. We're called to be different. We are called to live a new life through Christ in our hearts. And during this time, Jesus is speaking, and our first main point this morning, he says to be the salt of the earth. And when we think of salt, what do we think of? It's a preservative. They used it in past, and it's still used now to preserve meats. It enhances flavor. Right? It gives that boldness, that richness. You scoop into that bowl of potatoes and it has no salt and you're just like, oh. But it enhances that. So imagine the world is like a bowl of potatoes. No, I'm just kidding. It's not a bowl of potatoes. But the world that we live in, when we go out, when we're out in our communities, when we're with our friends, when we're at our workplace, when we're walking down the street, are you just a bland Christian? Are you enhancing the gospel through your life, through your actions, through your words? Are you bringing that to the world around you? Or are you just blending in? And it says, if it loses its saltiness, it is no longer good for anything. How can it be made salty again? If we're losing that, if we're not if we're not a persevering force in the world to enhance the lives of those around us, to halt the spiritual decay that's happening in our world, who's going to do it? If we're not being a light to the world around us, who's going to show people the love of Christ? And the gospel in our communities, you see it every day, the gospel in our communities is being diluted and not being shared, or people are not expressing the importance of it in their lives, because other things win. social media wins. The movies that they're sharing to, for us to watch win. The news wins. When have you ever watched the news and it was something happy? Does it happen? Yeah. But mostly it's, this happened over here. This is what's going on in this part of the world. And it's just sad. And we're not overpowering that. So as Christians, we need to bring that boldness to the community around us. We need to share the gospel. We need to be in our communities. We need to be in relationship. We need to be around the world. And we can do this by initiating simple acts of love in our communities, by building relationships with people, extending kindness, supporting those in need, and standing up for righteousness. How many times do we walk around and see something happening that we're like, ooh, that is not good, but none of us stop to speak into it? None of us stop to pray. None of us stop to share the gospel. None of us stop to say, hey, are you okay? Sometimes it's not even about having the words to say. Not even about what to do. It's simply being a presence in someone's life. And say, hey, are you okay? Most of the time, you don't have to say a word. People are going to speak. God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. To listen more and speak less. But sometimes all people need is a listening ear. And then to follow up and say, how can I pray for you? That is such a great sentence. Because a lot of times when you say it, even if the person is not Christian, and you say, hey, how can I pray for you? What's going on in your life? You think they're not going to share? Life is not fun. Okay, I'm going to pray for you. It happens. It happens a lot. But to be salt of the earth, we need to be bold about who we are in Christ. And then secondly, we need to be the light of the world. In verse 14 through 16, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus loved without judgment, without reservation, no boundaries. He showed the love of God everywhere he went. He showed it through the way he treated people, through the simple act of seeing everyone gathering and him to sit, like Pastor Sean said, to sit and take that posture to say, come to me. He didn't give off the feeling of, I can't talk to you. You're not going to understand me. You're different, or you're going to think I'm different. He didn't do that. So why would we? Why would we have that characteristics in our life? A lot of people say when they're like, oh, you're Christian, they think of judgmental people. They think of people that go do their thing on Sundays and have their own little club that no one else is invited to. But that's because of what Christians are doing in the community throughout the week. That's because of the actions throughout the week that you're displaying at work, the way you're talking to people, the way that you represent yourself. Ask yourself, if Jesus Christ really was your coat, your everything, the actions you do throughout the day, do they represent Christ? Or do they represent something else? So we need to be a light to the world around us. We're called to illuminate the world with God's love. Like when you walk out the door, we should be like little beacons of hope running around. Little light sources of the light of Christ in people's lives. So bright that they can't even stop and say, I haven't even heard this guy speak yet, but he has to be a Christian because there is something different. He is happy. He is just radiating goodness. He is radiating love, compassion. For some reason, I can feel that I can talk to him or her about anything. There's no judgment. There's no reservations. People just came to Christ. People just would come and know that they are in the presence of someone who is going to love them and nurture them and care for them. And regardless of what baggage they had, regardless of what they did, regardless of how they looked, they knew that they can go to him and he would say, my child. He would pray. He would heal. And he would be with them. So we're called to be the salt to enhance and preserve the gospel of Jesus Christ in the world rather than diminish. And we're called to be a light to the world to show the love of Christ, to not be hidden. It doesn't matter how dark an area is. It doesn't matter how vast the darkness is. One little speck of light shines through the darkness regardless. One piece of hope will shine through someone's abandonment. But we have to show it. We have to be that to people. So are you shining your light by living in integrity, showing kindness, and being an example in the world, and showing the love of Christ to others? So with boldness, we go out knowing that Christ is with us. When we talked about the Great Commission, Jesus said he would be with you till the very end of the age. So don't shy away from building relationships in the community. Don't shy away from those who may be different or may not be on the same page as you religiously or emotionally or physically. But love unconditionally and show Christ. That's our third point this morning, to love without reservation. Jesus loved people. He loved without reservation. It was never about him. He never disliked anybody. He disliked the evil, the sin in the world, but never people. And he loved. Even hanging on the cross, dying for our sins, he says, forgive them for they do not know. How many of us can say that in a time of that, if it were to happen to say, Lord, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing right now? Would we have that strength Would you have that commitment to the Lord in your life unconditionally to be able to do that? So don't shy away from it. Don't shy away from seeing somebody and saying hello. How's your day going? Love does not have a category or a prerequisite. We're called to love unconditionally, and share Christ through love is sharing the gospel to the world. So Christ's actions revealed that love knew no boundary. If we read the life of Christ and we see what he's going through, what he does, he is love. His life represents love. His actions represent love. The words he used represent love. And if we are going to be Christians, if we're going to call ourselves part of the body of Christ, we need to show that too. Every day, every time. It reaches, you know, churches have seemed to evolve to have boundaries. It becomes four walls, we're in here, we shut the door, we praise God quietly to the community around us. And then throughout the week, are we showing the church to the world? That's not the intention that God has for us. And during this week, I was at a conference in Castro Valley, and we talked just about discipleship in different ways. And there was a lot of things that hit me. There was a lot of things that I just realized, Lord, help me see differently. Help me share you to our congregation, to the world around me, to my community, to my neighborhood. And something stuck out. Hearing some of these speakers speak, one thing stood out so much that I heard, and it was shocking to me at first, but the more and more I thought about it, the more and more I realized how true it is. And the statement they made was, Sunday mornings is the most segregated day of the week. Think about it. There's division. We come in here, they stay out there. We'll invite them in if they want to come and show up. But there's this clear division that happens. And we have built this idea around that church is the building and forgotten that we are the church. We are the body of Christ, and we are the church in the communities around us. Another thing I heard, and I love when I hear stuff, especially from children, that one of the speakers in the classes I took was talking about when you go and you talk to people, right? And they say, hey, where do you go to church? And you might respond, oh, I go to AWC. I go to Golden Hills. I go to Cornerstone Christian. And he let people say that. He was like, where do you go to church? And people would be like, oh, I go up in Northern California at this church. And he looked at us and he says, you know what my children say and what they've taught their children to say? When they are asked by somebody, where do you go to church? Their family's response is, how can you go somewhere? Or let me figure this out. What is the sentence? How can you go to something that you are? Right? Think about it. This is just a building that we come together and fellowship and pray and praise God. But we are the church. When you go out into the community, you're a representation of Christ. To be the church to the community. It's don't rely on this to be the invitation. Oh, join us on Sunday. That's part of it. I'm not saying don't say that. But that's not the priority. We don't invite people to a building. We invite people to a relationship with Jesus Christ. So be the church around the world. Romans 12, 4 through 5 says, "For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." We are the church. So we are to be the salt in our community, to go out in boldness and sprinkle the love of Christ and say, this is a bland world we live in. Let's spice things up. Let's enhance the gospel. Let's enhance who Christ is, because Christ shows us that. Christ is love. Christ is the answer. So let's share the answer with people. And let's not do it by hiding in here. And I say hiding in the most respectful way, because I find Sundays to be one of the most beneficial days of my week. It's rejuvenating. I love it. Sundays should be to encourage, equip, and inspire the body of Christ. But we come to church on Sundays to worship, praise, encourage, equip, and inspire each other to be the church on Monday. And that's what we're called to be the church. I'm going to not let them, they can do whatever they want, I guess, but I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up. And we're going to conclude our service with some more time of worship. But my challenge to you, if I can pray for anything today, my challenge to you would be, challenge yourself. Ask yourself, who are you throughout the week? Do you feel inspired? And I pray that you come to church on Sunday and you feel renewed. You feel encouraged to go out through the rest of your week. Because as we all know, this is a tough world around us. Work is not fun most days of the week. I mean, we all can have jobs we love. But sometimes dealing with people, dealing with the attitudes, dealing with people's actions and what they're doing, we get frustrated and worn down and tired. And we should come together on Sundays and throughout the week in Bible studies and in our groups and one-on-one with each other at home, in your families, and say, let's build each other up. Let's strengthen each other to go out tomorrow. Let's pray together tonight so we can be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Because we are the church on Monday. We're called to love inclusively, embrace those differently that are different around us. So this week, think about how you can be more salty in the best way possible. Think about how you can be a light to those around you. And say, hey man, I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just trying to make you taste better. Kidding. It would sound really bad to a lot of people. But be the salt of the world. Enhance the gospel. Enhance the name of Jesus Christ. Enhance yourself. Give yourself some credit. Because we all fall short of the glory of God. But it's through Christ that we are made whole. You don't go out there alone. You aren't ill-equipped because Christ is with you. He will give you the words in times of need, and He will allow you to be comfort for those who just need a listening ear. So be that to the community. And let's walk in Christ's footsteps and reach the world through intentional acts of love. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray right now that You would guide us, that You would be with us, that You would remind us of who we are through You. I pray right now that You would encourage us, because we are not alone. And I pray that today we go out and say, thank You, Lord, for all that You've done in our lives. Thank You for who You are, and allow me to show that to others, because the world needs to see You, and they need to feel the love that You have for us all. In Your name we pray. Amen.